Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakara Mohade. Tomaginare Dayalu Jagada Samsare. Patita Pavanaitu Tava Bhatara. Samopatita Prabhu Napai Beara. Ah, Prabhu Nitananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripavalokana karo ami bala dukhi. Daya sita daya karo sita pati Advaita Gosha Tava Gripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nita. Swaru Sanatana Rupa Raghunata. Vata Yuga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanata. Jaya Kara Sriya Charya Prabhu Srinivasa. Rama Chandra Samyamage Narottama Dasa. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakara Mohade. Toma Vinage Dayalu Jagada Samsare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gora Nitai, Gora Nitai, Gora Nitai, Jai Gora Nitai. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grandarashma, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Tai Guru Priminde. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So today we've been asked to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. We don't have much time, we just read a few verses. So the chapter that we've been given is Adilila chapter 2, a few verses beginning with text number 101. Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the title of the chapter. Text number 101. Jagti Swarupaka ki antaranga nama Dahara vai babananta vai kunta di dama Translation: the Jit Shakti, which is also called Swarup Shakti or Antaranga Shakti, displays many varied manifestations. It sustains the kingdom of God and its paraphernalia. No purport, text number 101, text 102. Maya Shakti Bahiranga Jagat Karana Dahara Vaibhavananda Brahmandira Gana. The external energy called Maya Shakti is the cause of innumerable universes with varied material potencies. Text number 103. Jiva Shakti Tatak Shaktya Nahiyaran Nanta Mukyadina Shakti Tara Vibeda Ananda. The marginal potency which is between these two consists of the numberless living beings. These are the three principal energies which have unlimited categories and subdivisions. Purport: the internal potency of the Lord, which is called Chit Shakti or Antaranga Shakti, exhibits variegatedness in the transcendental Vaikuntha cosmos. Besides ourselves, there are unlimited numbers of liberated living beings who associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His innumerable features. The material cosmos displays the external energy in which the conditioned living beings are provided all liberty to go back to the Personality of Godhead after leaving the material tabernacle. The Sweta Santara Upanishad 6.8 inform us: Nata sakarya nakaranam chavijati Nata samascha vyadika sadrishati Parasasakti vidiroida suyati Sabhavikagya nabalakriyacha. Translation: the Supreme Lord is one without a second. He has nothing to do personally, nor does He have material senses. No one is equal to Him or greater than Him. He has unlimited variegated potencies of different names which exist within Him as autonomous attributes and provide Him full knowledge, power, and pastimes. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Mitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, this is the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which you all know. This is Sambandha, Gyan, knowledge, about the relationship between the Lord and the living entities. Also, it explains how also the universe functions in relationship with the Lord. Or in other words, how, as Krishna says, Maya Dyakshena Prakriti Suyati Sacharacharam Hetunanena Kuntya Jagat Viparivartati. That this jagat, producing moving and non-moving things, is working under my direction. So that gives us an understanding how everything is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His energies. So that understanding also is there about how jagat is working under Krishna's direction. So here, in these few verses, of course, we are being informed as to how these energies of the Lord works. So the last one says, the marginal potency which is between these two consists of the numberless living beings. These are the three principal energies which have unlimited categories and subdivisions. And Prabhupada says here in the purport that the internal potency of the Lord, which is called Chit Shakti or Antaranga Shakti, exhibit variegatedness in the transcendental Vaikuntha cosmos. So the further explanation of how the Antaranga Shakti exhibit variegatedness in the transcendental Vaikuntha planet is explained also in Krishna Samhita chapter 2. Then Krishna Samhita, it explains that all kinds of relationships are arranged by Sandini Shakti, and that when the living entity does not appreciate or accept variegatedness, the Samvit Shakti of the Lord will manifest the impersonal knowledge for him, knowledge about Brahman, which is the impersonal aspect of the Absolute Truth. But when the living entity accepts this variety of variegatedness, Manu Samhita explains that the same Samvit Shakti will manifest the personality of Godhead and devotional service to the Lord. But for those living entity who are living entities who are living in denial, who denies the existence of the Lord or variety, and then the impersonal feature of the Lord is manifested for them. So here we are dealing with sambandhagya, knowledge about the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead, between the Lord and the living entities, or the Lord and the universe. Through that understanding, one can come to appreciating variety within the Lord's creation. When one appreciates this variety, it becomes very easy to render devotional service. When one understands how everything is connected and how he himself is connected. So this is very, very important point here that is being explained through these verses. Just by understanding the energies of the Lord, it becomes very easy for the jiva to surrender. Just like we see also in Bhagavad Gita, that in the beginning Arjuna saw the variety placed before him by the arrangement of material nature. And Arjuna had a duty to fight as service to Krishna. But when he saw all these different personalities, he told Krishna that I don't think it's necessary for me to fight. Why? Because by engaging in this civil war, I would be killing all these best men. When they are killed, there won't be anyone to offer water to the ancestors. And I've heard by the Saplix succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell in hell, always Krishna. It sounds like a very good argument. But Krishna said, no, you are not a pandit. Because you are lamenting for that which is not worth of grief, the material body. That's how Krishna begins to answer or respond to Arjuna's argument. So he saw the material energy in all forms displayed before him. As a result, he went off the rails. He went out of devotional perception, and he saw all these people in relation to him. And he thought, how will I enjoy the kingdom after winning it without all these friends? It will be impossible. Therefore, I should not fight. So this is how the Lord make a test for his devotee. Yes, this test comes in the form of this material energy. So, but when one understands how everything is connected with the Lord, how the Lord makes this material world work, and it becomes very easy. So just like Prabhupada explains also in Shikshamrita, in a letter to someone, that the first snare of Maya or material energy upon the living entity is that he becomes protagonist of religion. And then the second step is that he will neglect religiosity and make more endeavor towards his economic development. And then he becomes protagonist to sense enjoyment when he is frustrated, and then he comes to the fourth stage of Maya's attack, which is impersonalism. And then on that stage, he wants to think himself to be one with the Lord. So this is the trick of the material energy. As Krishna explains, Tribir Gunamair Mayair Ebya Mayair Bhavair Mam Ebya Idam Jagat Mohitam Nabijanati Mam Ebya Param Avyayam. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, Krishna is telling Arjuna that this whole world, everybody in this whole material world is covered by the three modes of material nature. Not knowing me as the cause of all causes and one who is inexhaustible. And then Krishna explains that when the living entity surrenders to him, he easily crosses beyond the material energy. So in that way, by understanding how the material energy is working in this universe, how this material energy is also working by Krishna's will, and then the living entity is able to overcome the material energy. That is why Sambandha Gyan is given in the beginning, so that we can get a deeper understanding of the material world, how it is working, and our relationship with the Lord. Just like there was one powerful emperor called Akbar, and he had a very wise man with him called Birbal. So Emperor Akbar had many relatives. So his empress was pressing upon him that he make one of her brothers a vazir. In other words, he wanted Birbal to be replaced. So Akbar was unwilling to make a change, but of course eventually he had to succumb to the queen's pressure. So then he decided, okay, I'm going to make one of your brothers His name was Sheikh Hussein, and he became a vazir in the place of Birbal. Because Birbal was a Hindu, they were Muslims. They were always feeling that he did not really belong to that parampara. But he was a wise man. He understood the way things of material nature. And Akbar, the emperor, also understood this point, that this Birbal was very much clued up in regard to the workings of material nature, so he could solve many problems. But the queen was pressing that he should be removed. And then finally, her brother was given this position of Birbal. So then the king was not happy inside, but he had to comply with the insistence of the empress. So after a few days, he decided, I'm going to test this fellow and see how much understanding he has about this world, how it is working. So he called him, he said, Sheikh Hussein, come here. I have a very special service for you. And Sheikh Hussein said, I'm at your service, my lord. And Akbar told him, in 8 days, you should get me 4 things. One is taste. The second one is life giver. And then the other one is a traitor. And then the fourth one is loyalty. Go around the kingdom and bring me these 4 things. Loyalty, a traitor, taste, and life giver. And then immediately Sheikh Hussein left the court. He went around looking for these things, but actually he realized that they were impossible to be found. After some time, he went to his sister, and she thought for a while, but it was just a puzzle. She herself became puzzled as to what the emperor meant by this. He wants you to bring him taste, bring him life giver, bring him a traitor, and loyalty. So I said, the best thing to do is to go to Birbal. She just realized that it's not possible to solve such a puzzle. So then Hussein went to Birbal and told him his story, how the emperor had asked him for these 4 things. So then Birbal told him, it will cost you 50,000 rupees. Yes, you have to pay. So then Hussein immediately ran to his place. He got the money. He said, here's the money. I want these 4 things for the emperor. So Birbal told him, okay, come tomorrow, I'll give you your stuff. And then next day he came. He gave him 2 small boxes and said, one box contains taste and the other contains life giver. But the 2 other things cannot be given. You just take these to the emperor when he asks you. You just tell him to call Birbal, and then I will come with the other 2. So then Hussein went to the court with the 2 boxes, and then when Akbar saw only 2 things, and he asked him, where are the other 2? He told him, they are with Birbal. You should call him. And then Birbal came. When he came with a dog. And he went straight to the court in front of the king, and then the king was amazed. What this man is doing? A dog in my court. So then he asked, where are the 2 things that you were supposed to bring? Why did you bring the dog also into my court? And then Birbal told him, the dog is one of those things. And he began to explain how the dog represents loyalty. He told him that if you give a dog a dry loaf of bread, still the dog will be grateful. Therefore, there is no creature that is loyal like a dog. And then he opened one box. Within it, there was water. And he explained that without water, no one can exist. Therefore, water is a life giver. And then in another box, he had salt. He told the king that without salt, food will not have any taste. Therefore, salt is taste. And he said the fourth thing is just there next to you, just sitting behind you. That's your son-in-law. He said your son-in-law is a traitor. Even though you give him so many things, he keeps on complaining. He is never satisfied. So there is no traitor like a son-in-law. So I have given you these four things. So then Akbar was impressed. And then he realized that he had to bring back Birbal. Actually, he just made this arrangement to impress upon his wife and this fellow that he was not qualified for the job because he did not understand the basic workings of material nature. So, in that way, Birbal was again reinstated in his position. But because he was a Brahman, he came from this background where he studied Vedic scriptures, he understood the basic workings of this material nature. So he was able to solve many, many problems in the kingdom. So that's just Sambandaka. Yes. Even a materialistic fellow like Birbal, just by understanding Sambandaka, how everything is working under the Lord's dictation, how the material world is moving, producing everything, moving and non-moving under Krishna's will. So he was able to solve many, many material problems in the kingdom. It's not that he was like a pure devotee who understood tattva in regards to the absolute truth, but he just understood the workings of his material nature. So in that way, when one understands Sambandagya, how the universe is working under Krishna's direction, how the different energies within the universe interact, and then it becomes very easy to understand the problems of this world. So therefore, Sambandagya is very, very important in this regard. That's why it's given in the beginning, so that the jiva can understand how the material nature is binding us in so many ways. But when we surrender to Krishna, and then everything becomes clear. So we can stop here. Now is 8:30. We're supposed to end it before 7:45. Any comment? Maybe we should stop here, or should I read more verses? That's a very complex question. But in a Krishna book, there's a chapter entitled prayers by Vedas personified. Is Vedic personified or Vedas personified? Yes. There Srila Prabhupada explains that we have different stages of consciousness. He says we live in different departments of existence, which he calls Pranamaya, Vijnanamaya, and then the last is Anandamaya. There Prabhupada explains that Manamaya means consciousness of food, and Prana means existence. Pranamaya, the living entity become more conscious of his existence. He makes sure that he is always alive. And then, furthermore, Manamaya is when the living entity begin to realize that he has to make some arrangements for his existence. And then if he develops to philosophical search about material existence, and then he can come to understanding that he is not the body, he is the soul, that can lead him to understanding his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then by engaging in devotional service to the Lord, he comes to the final stage, which is Anandamaya, the stage of real bliss, which is obtained in devotional service. That's how Prabhupada explains. So Prabhupada there explains that generally in the material world, people are in these first three stages, Anamaya, Manamaya, and Pranamaya, because they are more concerned with eating, they are more concerned with economic development and defense, defending whatever they have developed. But if they happen to come to the platform of Vijnanamaya, philosophical search, and they can rise to the platform of devotional service. So, coming to the point about how people, when they get books, they eventually come to surrendering to Krishna and devotional service, is through being inquisitive. By inquisitiveness, they may end up coming to this point that we are not the body, we are the soul, and eventually connect with Krishna. Is that okay? At least I'm just trying to bring in Prabhupada's explanation. Yeah, that's how Prabhupada explains different levels of our existence in Krishna book. Maybe some other Maharaj just can enlighten you furthermore. Yes. Any other comment? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.